Welcome. This is just at most 5 minutes, a short intro to this dev room. There were many people who helped make this dev room come to reality. There's Marius, Peter, myself, Christoph, Stefan, somewhere in the audience. You can have a wave. Yeah. Diana is not here, I think. Hans is here. Valentin is here somewhere. And Tobias will keep us on time in the first few sessions. Oh, shit, 5 minutes. So this is the 12th time we've had an LLVM dev room. We only skipped in 21, not sure, maybe because of lockdowns. It's the third time we're running back-to-back with the GCC dev room. For a few years now, I've tried to give a few pointers to people in the audience who might not be very familiar with LLVM, but who are interested. This is a whole bunch of pointers on how you can get to learn a little bit more. There's in the LLVM community, we use Discord as a forum for our RFC discussions and so on. We have Discord, which is like our the IRC interactive chat. We have things like office hours and online sync-ups, basically video calls where office hours is you talk with one person who makes them available, typically an expert in a particular part of LLVM. So if you have questions, they make themselves available for everyone with questions. Online sync-ups, typically about specific technical topics. You want to know something more about the client front-end, there's an online sync-up about that. We started this during the lockdowns when everyone was at home, and so everyone had an incentive to like be online and still connect with people. And it grew so much so that we now have a calendar showing everything that happens almost every day. There's multiple of these calls that happen. Very briefly, if you're looking to develop a patch for LLVM, the patches get marked with, this could be a good beginner task. When I wrote this slide a week ago, there were 281 of them. There's a getting involved page where you can find some details. In-person events, there's many socials in many places. I have a slide on that later. There are LLVM developers meetings. There's FOSDEM, this dev room. You're all here, thank you. There's also Outreachy, Google Summer of Code, and companies do hire LLVM developers. There's a link there where you can find job openings. Oh yeah, this FOSDEM LLVM dev room, it's on the community calendar. You can find it there. As I said, there are meetups and socials, in-person get-togethers in many locations. This is from when I tried and map out the socials that I knew like last year. So it might be useful to look around, hey, are there socials around where I live? You could even organize one yourself. There's a little bit of guidance also somewhere on the LLVM website. I already started talking about this. We do find that people sometimes, the first time they're trying to call in, it's a little bit of a hurdle to get over. You might have a little social anxiety. I just want to reassure you, it's just fine to call in, to keep quiet and say, hey, I'm just here to listen. Absolutely fine. I'm not going to say anything else about this slide. You can read the words later. Let's get on with our schedule. We've got a very packed schedule today in the program committee. The volunteers who reviewed the submissions, we decided we liked the diversity of the topics and we wanted to get a few more talks than we usually have. It means some of the talks are pretty short. Sorry to the submitters for that. But we've got, I think, a great program this afternoon. And for, this is all live streamed, I just want to say that if anyone is, or for everyone who's watching this online, you can also ask questions for a talk if you follow the buttons on the website. And with that, I want to hand over to our first speaker. Thank you.